The role of climate change in weird winter weather. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the far north. I'm Tim Ellis. Temperatures climbed above freezing again this week throughout Alaska. It's the latest of several warm spells that have passed through this part of the Arctic this winter, and it raises the question whether climate change is a factor.
No weather event is completely independent of climate change.
University of Alaska Fairbanks research professor John Walsh says climate change doesn't cause every weather event in the Arctic or elsewhere around the world, but he says it intensifies those events, such as the big snowstorm that hit the East Coast last week.
We probably would have had a snowstorm without climate change, but it probably would not have been as severe.
Walsh is the chief scientist with the university's International Arctic Research Center, and he says climate scientists have developed a metric to estimate how much global warming contributes to a weather event. He says they're now applying that metric, called fraction of attributable risk, or FAR, to determine the role climate change played in the formation of a large warm air mass that swept up and over the North Pole on New Year's Eve, raising the temperature there to above freezing.
Even without climate change, there would have been a strong storm in the North Atlantic that pumped a lot of warm air up over the Arctic Ocean, but that air would not have been as warm in the past.
Rick Toman is a climate change expert at the National Weather Service's office in Fairbanks, and he says meteorologists have been careful to attribute climate change influence to weather phenomena, but he says it's clear forecasters need new predictive tools for a warming world, especially in the far north, where the impact of climate change has been so dramatic.
In places like the coastal North Slope, where in parts of the year the climate has changed so dramatically in the last decade that those historically based tools simply don't work anymore.
Walsh says researchers using FAR generally find that climate change boosts the intensity of weather events by some 10 to 20%. He says they're now using the metric to estimate how much it's intensified El Nino and the North Pacific warm surface water phenomenon known as the blob. I'm Tim Ellis.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our production engineer was Tyler Miller. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at KUAC.org.